Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, we've got a great subject today, one that maybe isn't totally your cup of tea, the subject of horses.
Oh, not it is my cup of tea, but unfortunately, my teacup's not big enough.
Well, that could be it. But the good news is we've got a guest in the studio, a returning guest who it is his cup of tea, and he knows a lot about horses. We've got Stephen Taylor from the Crestview Tack Shop in Mason. Welcome back to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Lee.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you back here. Stephen, I want to thank you for your role in today's show. After you came in February and were so kind and putting together a great horse show for us, I decided that you know what you know and you know what you don't. And we decided you know horse people really, really well. So we want to thank you for helping us with guests and with the tack shop. I hear we've got some interesting news going on out there.
We do. We actually are going to expand a little bit, and we are going to open our second store. We just got the keys this past Monday. We're going to open a new store in Highland, Michigan, to serve that community. You know, there aren't many stores in that part of the state now. We've had a lot of customer requests to open a store in that area, and now's the perfect time to do it. And so we decided to go ahead and start.
We have some listeners from probably even that area, but locally here. Tell us about your shop that you have right here that you can serve the public.
We are about as hidden as they get. We are located on the fairgrounds in Mason. We've been there just about 11 years, and we cater to everything. You know, whether it's the big horse shows that pull into the fairgrounds, which are there almost every weekend, if it's the person who needs some boots for, you know, going and taking their very first lesson, you know, if it's finding equipment to fit over braces for the therapeutic riding programs, we carry a little bit of everything. But if you just want to go out to the bar this next weekend and you want some boots and a hat, we can dress you up the same way.
We dress you just as well, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, is that you've got a lot of really neat merchandise items out there that you just don't find anywhere else. And some of it can be a little bit pricey, too.
It can. It all depends on what you want to spend, what you're looking for.
Right.
You know, obviously, the person who's going to be on the trail next to the lake doesn't need the silver show saddle that they're going to wear in the show ring. and they're also not going to wear the glitter blinged out top with the with the fancy chaps. But we learned a long time ago that if you cater to everybody and give everybody just a little bit of what they need, they'll keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the foundation of our business is to, you know, if we don't have it, we're going to find a way to get it for you. Because you're right. You can't just go down Main Street here in Lansing and you know, stop in and pick up cowboy hat and chaps and boots and spurs.
Right.
And that's what makes us unique.
And probably, you know, I wonder, you know, strategically how a business survives in a fairgrounds. But then I think about it, probably if there's not I don't know of a more tight community in the pet world than the horse community. Maybe comment a little bit about that and how that manages to manifest itself.
That's very true. You know, the people that we're talking to today on the show, I mean, I've known both of them. One of them taught me how to ride.
Wow.
That
was Lisa.
That was Lisa. Lisa uh-huh. taught me how to ride 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is that you find that instructor, and then you meet those other kids when you're young, you know, who you become friends with, you know, and the next thing you know, they're a vet, or they own a tack shop, or, you know, they're an attorney, or, I mean, you know, they go on to do different things.
Sure.
And one thing you'll find about horse people, same thing with any other type of pet, they love talking about their pet.
Uh-huh.
Horse people could go for days. This could be a five-hour show.
Okay, there you go. We'll work on that.
Yeah. And that's what it's become is it's a family. It's a family of people sharing their knowledge, sharing their ideas, sharing their passion for the animal.
Well, Stephen, I want to thank you for helping us with this because it's definitely helped make our coverage of the horse hobby a little bit better. So we've been speaking this morning with Stephen Taylor, the owner of the Crestview Tag Shop out in Mason. And Rick, after the break, we're going to talk with Lisa Massman, the lady who taught Stephen how to ride 20 years ago, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.